Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, the American College of Sports Medicine is calling on all healthcare providers to assess and review every patient's physical activity program at every visit. If there was a pill that did what exercise does, it would be the most oft-prescribed medication on the planet. My guest is Dr. Bob Salas. He is the Exercise as Medicine Advisory Board Chairman. So, Dr. Salas, tell us a little bit about the Exercise as Medicine Initiative and why this is so important, both for doctors and consumers.
Well, Melanie, the Exercise as Medicine Initiative was a program that was started to encourage physicians to make physical activity assessment and exercise prescription a standard part of the disease treatment and prevention paradigm, really around the world.
Okay, so, you know, the importance of exercise. Tell us a little bit about really the drastic and dramatic response to exercise that the body has.
You know, I think all of us just intuitively know when we're active and we're fit that we're healthier, and we certainly see it in our friends and relatives who are active and fit. For the most part, they tend to live longer and live better quality lives. And beyond that, the research has proven exactly what we see in our everyday life, that exercise dramatically reduces the incidence and improves the control of chronic disease, things like diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, heart disease, and even things like dementia and cancer, breast and colon cancer are dramatically reduced. And people who developed cancer of the breast and colon do much better if they exercise regularly after they receive the diagnosis. And we also know that people who exercise live much longer. When you look at all-cause death rates from whatever cause, and particularly from heart disease death rates, dramatically lower in people who exercise compared to those who don't exercise.
Now, Dr. Salas, this is a global initiative by the American College of Sports Medicine, which really is amazing that it's a world initiative. What do you want the patients, the consumers, to know about this initiative? Do we start the conversation with our doctor, or should we wait until our doctors bring it up to us?
Well, you know, I'm hoping that in the future, every doctor will bring it up to you, just like they do with smoking. I think most physicians around the world, if you're a smoker, they're going to mention it, they're going to ask you about it, and they're going to tell you you need to quit smoking. We want to make it the same for exercise. I want every physician around the world, when you come in for your visit, to ask you at every visit, are you exercising? How much are you exercising? And if you're not doing enough, to instruct you on it. Until that happens, if your doctor isn't asking you if you exercise, you need to ask him about it. And I think the most important time to ask is when he starts to pull out his prescription pad and write a blood pressure, write for a medicine to lower your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your sugar, or perhaps improve your bone density. First ask him, would it be possible for me to try to increase my exercise and perhaps watch my diet and not have to take the medication? I think that's where we all should start.
Do you think, Dr. Salas, that there are some physicians, because we've known in the past that exercise physiology is not really taught much at medical school. I think that's changing. Nutrition as well. They just didn't get as much of the physiology of what exercise can do in their medical school classes, as well as the nutrition information. Do you think that doctors are somehow trepidous about mentioning to somebody, well, are you exercising? Maybe you need to lose weight? Because some doctors, you know, they don't want to offend.
Right. Well, I think there are several things in play here. You pointed out the first. I think physicians don't get a lot of training in this in medical school. I think most physicians understand that exercise is important for good health, but I think most don't have a clue of how strong the evidence base is, how it is more powerful than any medication that or procedure that they could possibly prescribe. But I think more and more we're beginning to get to them. We're beginning to make them listen. The other issue is there is not a lot of support for getting patients more active, as opposed to writing a pill where they go down to the pharmacy, they give it right to them and tell them how to take it. We don't have anybody to refer patients to work with them to get more active. And so we're sort of left alone hanging out there just saying, well, I want you to exercise more. Well, I can't because, you know, I don't have time, or I don't like to do it, or I have a problem with my knee. I don't know what kind of exercise to do. Well, we need some more support as physicians to help our patients get more active.
Well, and also because there's not a strong lobby, except for that right now we do have a wonderful first lady that's pushing this exercise for kids to help the childhood obesity program. So, you know, I guess it doesn't pay as well to tell people to exercise. And so as a result, as you say, the impetus is not there. Do you want people in the business, such as myself, to go to doctor's offices and offer up our services to say, we'll help your patients, just, you know, refer them to us, or even start a medical home situation where in the doctor's offices, maybe there is a trainer or an exercise physiologist or somebody along those lines to work with their patients and teach them how to exercise?
Absolutely. I think that's a logical collaboration that I don't understand why this is not made around the world. You know, why can't I refer my overweight patient to a bariatric surgeon who will staple their stomach at a cost of probably $40,000 to $50,000, with results that are really questionable in the long run? I really question whether we do more harm than good in the long term with all this bariatric surgery doing. But why can I refer my patient there and their insurance pays it, but I can't connect them to a fitness professional and have the insurance pay for it? That just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, and as we move towards preventive medicine, hopefully the insurance companies will wake up about that, because it will save them money in the long run to pay for a fitness professional or a club membership, or at least contribute to that so that the person does get that. And then the doctor will see those results and those will be recorded, and hopefully it will spiral up from there.
And, you know, that's certainly my hope. The problem is that the way our medical systems is aligned today, most of the physicians around the country make the most money when you're sick, not when you're healthy. So there's very little incentive to do that. We need to have systems around the country where doctors are rewarded when patients are well, and they lose money when patients are sick, that they lose money when they have to do procedures to them, when they have to put pills on them. The healthcare system should not make as much. And unfortunately, it's reversed. If you go to most of the major private hospitals, they make their money by doing procedures on you. So don't think for a second when you walk into some of these very high-profile private hospitals, they want to do procedures on you. That's how they make their money. That's just backwards. That's an insane system. We need to have those hospitals make the most when you don't need to utilize all those services.
Now, what would you like the listeners to hear about what they can do in their communities right now today to get this word out about exercise is medicine, because it is? What do you want us to do?
Well, I think the first thing is to look at something like the National Physical Activity Plan. If you Google that, and we've got a whole plan that we've laid out that covers 8 different sectors, everything from healthcare to parks and recreation to transportation to media, on and on and on. We need to have a cross cut through our society supporting people being more physically active. You know, and it doesn't have to get complicated. All we really need to do, for me, the simplest exercise prescription is to just walk. And that's why I head up a campaign we call Everybody Walk. That's my primary prescription to my patients, is just get them walking 30 minutes 5 days a week. That, if we could just get folks around the country to do 150 minutes of walking at a moderate pace, we would do more to improve the health of Americans than any other health initiative we think of.
What an amazing way to end this segment. And that website is physicalactivityplan.org, or you can check out more information at exerciseismedicine.org. And these are the places that you can get the information to get your community going, to get active in your community, get your schools and your park districts involved, because that's what we have to do. And a great place to start is just to walk. Exercise is medicine. This is Melanie Cole for Train Your Body, Motivate, and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine, right here on Radio MD.